In trading big bags, liquidity, leverage, and the architecture of risk, I argued that size turns you from spectator into visible liquidity, and that survival depends on structure, distribution, alignment, and discipline. This post is the companion from the other end of the spectrum. Years ago, 1819, in a very specific BitMEX fee regime, I grew roughly $30 into about $2,000 in a week by posting passive liquidity and collecting maker rebates. The edge wasn't in any single position. It was in repetition, running 60 to 120 trades a day, each one tiny, each one managed with care. It worked then because the context allowed a small, conditional edge to compound. This is not a victory lap. It's a study in how microstructure, incentives, and humility can matter at small scale, and what breaks as you grow. Humility first. Edges are conditional. The fee schedule, the microstructure, and my own small footprint all mattered. Change any of those and the edge can vanish. What this was and wasn't was a grind of 60 to 120 small trades a day, posting passive liquidity on both sides of the spread, earning maker rebates and capturing slivers of spread, inventory kept tight, quoting shut down in toxic or trending moments. Wasn't big directional bets, outsized leverage, or risk-free carry. The real risks were adverse selection and inventory drifting the wrong way into a trend. Assumptions, historical. A negative maker fee, rebate on fills, higher taker fee on crosses, a reliable post-only order flag, and an inverse BT-settled perpetual contract with predictable mechanics. Where the P&L came from, small edges add up. Maker rebate, each maker fill paid a few BPS of notional, tiny per fill, meaningful across many cycles. Micro spread capture, selling slightly dearer and buying slightly cheaper than mid retained a sliver of the spread. Directional drift sometimes. If inventory leaned with a short move, P&L improved, lean into a real trend and it hurt. Inventory control mattered more than drift windfalls. Funding basis, depending on regime and side, funding helped or hurt. The goal was to avoid letting funding bleed a small edge. Back of envelope edge components. One round trip, one maker buys, one maker sell, ignoring direction. Rebate P&L almost equals 2 times R sub BPS times notional. Spread P&L almost equals delta sub BPS times notional. E almost equals open paren 2R plus delta close paren times N minus S minus C plus or minus FE. Net edge per round trip. R, maker rebate per fill, delta, mic spread capture, BPS. S, adverse selection cost, USD. C, inventory carry. Drift cost, USD F, net funding impact, positive if received, negative if paid. Units. If R and delta are in BPS, the dollar contribution from the first term is open paren 2R plus delta close paren times N times 10 to the negative 4 power. Everything here lives and dies on adverse selection, getting lifted before price runs, and on hard limits to inventory. Mechanics, inverse perp math, clarity not nostalgia. Contracts notional. Contracts equals BTC sub call times entry times leverage. Inverse P&L BTC. P&L sub BTC equals contracts times open paren 1 over entry minus 1 over exit close paren. USD value. P&L sub USD equals P&L sub BTC times exit price. Rebates. Per maker fill open paren maker BPS close paren times filled notional. Toy illustration. $100,000 notional per side. Maker rebate 2.5 BPS. One tick of spread capture, 1.0 BPS. If both orders fill as maker, rebate $50 and spread $10, about $60 before drift funding. The scale was small bites, many repetitions, strict risk. In practice, that meant dozens upon dozens of such round trips each day, roughly 60 to 120 trades, where the law of large numbers let conditional edges show up in P&L. The playbook I actually used, post only or don't post, guaranteed maker status. If a replace would cross, it canceled. Small, many, both sides. Ladders of tiny orders above and below mid. One big order is easy prey. Many small quotes are manageable and less visible. Inventory aware quoting. Long inventory, tighten offers, widen bids, and vice versa until flat. Hard inventory caps. Max long short units scaled to recent volatility. Hit the cap, stop quoting that side, and work down risk. Kill switches. Pull everything on trend breaks, spread collapse, funding flips against inventory, or venue wobble. Low effective leverage. Maker strategies die from liquidation, not fees. Sizing assumed routine swings. Cancel discipline. Throttled replaces to keep queue position and avoid turning makers into takers. How this ties back to big bags, from micro-edge to architecture. In the big bags piece I wrote, survivability is the first alpha. The same principle powered this small account. The difference is footprint. Small size can be invisible. Big size becomes the liquidity. Here's the mapping. Small account rule this post. Big bag architecture prior post. Post-onlys can be invisible. Post only to earn rebates and avoid crossing. Participation caps and time slicing to avoid impact and signaling. Hard inventory caps by recent vol, gross net exposure limits, VAR budgets, stress-tested drawdown guards, kill switch on trend, collapse circuit breakers, cross-venue failover, session redundancy, funding-aware inventory bias, basis management, term structure alignment with mandate, track edge components, rebate, spread, selection, attribution by venue contract, slippage and impact analytics, funding P&L, stay invisible, small clips, many levels, multi-venue distribution, lower footprint per book, queue management, same principle, different scale. Structure, not bravado, is what lets you stay around long enough for edge to matter. What scales, what breaks? Scales conceptually, kill switches, inventory caps, and refusing toxic flow. These remain core, just implemented with bigger tooling, risk engines, venue routers. Breaks with size, rebate harvest at the inside quote. As notional grows, you become the queue. Your fills get more toxic, the edge turns into impact. Context shift. If your mandate moves from BTC accumulation to USD returns, hedges, settlement alignment matters, inverse versus linear, as discussed in the Big Bags post. When to stop scaling the maker rebate loop. Participation too high. Your quotes consistently make up an outsized share of top of book depth. Edge attribution flips. Adverse selection plus funding rebates plus spread over a meaningful window. Queue position degrades, more last-in-line fills, more toxic hits, rising cancel replace churn. Venue risk rises, outages, index anomalies, or fee tweaks begin to dominate P&L variance. What I took away, small edges compound when protected. The craft is in refusing bad trades, not forcing good ones. Context governs edge. A modest process in the right microstructure can work. The same process in a different context can fail fast. From micro to macro, the Big Bags toolkit is the small account toolkit, scaled and made redundant. Participation limits, distribution, alignment, discipline. It wasn't about turning $30 into $2,000. It was about learning how a tiny edge, guarded by discipline and repeated 60 to 120 times a day, can exist at all, and how quickly it disappears when discipline or context does. Quote, disclaimer. This is a personal account of a past approach in a specific environment. Markets change. This is not advice. If you experiment, paper test against live order book data, assume the edge is thinner than it looks, and remember the first principle from the Big Bags piece. Survivability is the first alpha.